This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Trivial Pursuit and 1980s Nostalgia, the ultimate retro game night. Relive the fun of the 1980s with Trivial Pursuit, an iconic game that captures the best of 80s pop culture, music, movies, and more. A nostalgic blast. Remembering Trivial Pursuit, the ultimate 1980s nostalgia game. Okay, so picture this. It's the mid-1980s, and honestly, life was a bit simpler. No smartphones, no streaming services, just pure, unfiltered fun. And if you were anything like me, or anyone with a social life, you probably found yourself huddled around a board game that perfectly captured the decade's essence, Trivial Pursuit. Seriously, if the 1980s had a spirit animal, it might just have been that little plastic wheel filled with colored wedges. I mean, Trivial Pursuit was the game changer, literally, in the world of board games. It didn't just bring people together. It fueled some of the most ridiculous competitive moments in any family room or college dorm across the nation. Now here's the kicker. This wasn't your average game night tiptoe through history or science. No, it was a quiz on all things totally tubular from the time. We're talking about pop culture staples that defined us. 1980s pop culture, with its neon synth-heavy soundtrack, outrageous hairstyles, and yes, endless questions about 80s music, 80s movies, and even 80s celebrities. Remember the categories? Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure. Easy, right? Except when it wasn't. Because for every question about where the capital of a tiny country was, you got a question like, which band released the album Thriller? Okay, you probably nailed that one. The thrill of landing on that pie slice spot and hearing the buzzer go off was a rush like no other. Neighborhoods across America had moments of intense rivalry over whose memory of the 1980s was sharper, not to mention the occasional heated debate about the obscure stuff. That one time I argued over the name of an 80s TV show I barely watched. Victory was mine, by the way. And can we talk about the fashion icon questions? Who remembers those days when big hair was a lifestyle and shoulder pads were seen as essential armor? I swear I could answer more questions about 1980s fashion than I could about the state's capitals, because nothing screams memory lane quite like neon leg warmers and acid-washed jeans. Trivial Pursuit was also a time capsule that forced us to recall all the things we watched religiously. Whether it was 80s TV shows like The A-Team or movies like Back to the Future, the game made you realize just how much those moments shaped your own little world. Honestly, revisiting a game like this now feels like opening a dusty old scrapbook filled with cassette tapes, big hair, and synth tunes. It's not just about the trivia. It's about the memories, the laughter, even the brutal losses that somehow became stories you bragged about for years. By the way, if you love this kind of nostalgia trip and fancy a story that's a little more than just trivia, something deeply personal but fun and heartwarming, we can't recommend enough A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, capturing the quirky and heartfelt side of growing up during those neon-drenched, shoulder-padded years. So next time you find an old Trivial Pursuit game in your attic or at a yard sale, grab some friends, dust off those brain cells, and remember, it's not just a game. It's a portal back to one of the coolest decades ever. And hey, even if you lose, at least you can say you tried, right? All right, that's it for today's nostalgic throwback. Thanks for taking this little trip down memory lane with me. See you next time for more stories from the righteous and radical 1980s.